This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Southern Illinois University has a relatively new member to their equine staff. Erin Venable has been with the equine program for about a year. I spoke with her about how her career at SIU is going so far and what her research plans are going to be.
That's correct. I started last year in July. I came in as the program director and have loved every minute of it. It's been a great transition with a great team and a great bunch of students and a great faculty support group. So very excited to be here.
And what are your goals moving forward with your career here?
My goals for the equine program here at Southern Illinois University are to include more student research opportunity. I'd like for the students to be able to have the opportunity to come and participate in a research project if they choose to do so. I want to make sure that they understand the scientific basis behind management recommendations that are made by veterinarians or by industry leaders. I want students to be able to evaluate the validity or the credibility of those recommendations when they're given, and I want them to understand the process by which those recommendations have been determined scientifically.
Dr. Venable, you have some interesting horses out here. You have 8 cannulated horses.
I do. That's correct. We're very fortunate to have these 8 cannulated horses here to be able to do some really amazing and exciting and important nutritional research to be able to provide better recommendations for veterinarians and horse owners all over the world.
And for people who may not know, can you go over what a cannulated horse is?
Absolutely. Cannulation is the surgical procedure by which a port is inserted into a component in the gastrointestinal tract. Many people have seen ruminally cannulated steers, both dairy and beef cattle. And cannulation has also been used in sheep and goats and dogs and a variety of species, specifically for nutritional research. Not that many cannulated horses out there, however. They're very difficult to manage. It's a very, very sensitive procedure for horses. As most horse owners know, horses are a very, very sensitive animal, which is one of the reasons why I feel like it's so important that we take these extra steps and do this extra work, because having that glimpse into what's going on in the horse's gastrointestinal tract, specifically in the cecum, is going to give us answers and clues regarding what causes colic, how we can help stop colic, or if a colic occurs, how we can get that horse back on track to being healthy more quickly. And so those are the reasons why it's really critical that that we're able to use these cannulated horses, and we're very, very fortunate that we have them here. They're a wonderful asset to our research and teaching program.
Now, what is the life like for a cannulated horse post-surgery?
Well, for a cannulated horse at SIU post-surgery, they are pampered and coddled and treated like princes and princesses. The cannulation surgery itself takes place in 2 different stages. There's the initial incision, and then a week later, there's the insertion of the port. And so they are absolutely monitored round the clock for pain, for colic, for any signs of undue distress. And following the initial healing period, which would be typical of any sort of surgical procedure like that, these horses are going to get twice daily, very thorough inspections by my student research team. They're monitored daily by our equine center manager, Sheila Puckett. They have the very best nutrition. They have daily grooming. They have bubble baths whenever they might need them. So believe you me, life as a cannulated horse at SIU is really not a bad way to go.
You're going to have to watch out, make sure they don't get too spoiled and bratty on you there.
I know. I think I'm going to have a line of horses lined up out the driveway signing up for this job. But it's a very specialized role that they play. They're a single-purpose animal. They'll never be ridden again. They'll never have to do any other job other than help us figure out how to save other horses' lives. And so the work that they do is very important. And so the priority that we give them is commensurate with the work and the importance of what they're doing here.
Now, how did the students and maybe some of your peers feel when you wanted to introduce cannulated horses to SIU?
Sure. I think at first there was some hesitancy because this is a procedure that they weren't familiar with as being used in horses, and it's certainly not very common. But once I helped them understand exactly what the process consisted of, how well the horses were going to be monitored and taken care of during the follow-up procedure, and especially understanding how much good they're going to do for other horses throughout the course of their life, I think that really helped them to understand how vital it is that we're able to do this work, because the discoveries that we're going to make and the data that we're going to generate from these horses literally is going to save thousands and thousands of horses' lives, and it's going to save millions and millions of dollars potentially for horse owners every year that is spent fighting the battle against colic. And colic has, it's eluded veterinary practitioners, nutritionists, and horse owners for decades because there are so many risk factors that are associated with its onset, so many different types. It's weather, it's stress, it's geography, it's breed, it's age, it's diet, it's day of the week sometimes, it seems like. And so trying to unravel that mystery has really been a challenge. And so by having these eight very special horses here to help us do that work and to be able to use next generation sequencing, DNA isolation, and pyrosequencing in order to identify those microbial communities, that's really going to help us take giant leaps forward in understanding what the healthy gut should look like. And so what we need to do to get that sick horse's stomach back in line.
When comparing to other species, the horse community, they're kind of behind when it comes to understanding microbial gut health in their animals.
That's correct. Unfortunately, if you are looking for leadership in terms of the microbiology of nutrition, the ruminant guys have us beat, probably by 15, maybe 20 years in some cases. And so that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to come to SIU and I really wanted to do this work here. I was with Purina Animal Nutrition for 9 years, and I spent a great deal of time working with and consulting with horse owners and veterinarians who needed solutions and who needed answers to problems. And so by being able to do this very applied research here and by being able to work with students to help develop answers for those issues and needs, we're able to not only serve the equine industry that we all love, but I'm able to help educate students at the same time. And that's kind of a win-win for everybody.
And you said that the gut health of a horse almost seems to vary by day. So do you have different species of horses that you have cannulated out here?
We do. What we chose to do was to choose the two breeds that have the largest number of registries here within the United States. And so the cannulated horses that we have here are quarter horses and thoroughbreds, representing, as I just said, the largest number of registered horses within the U.S. Obviously, Tennessee walking horses, fox trotters, you know, you're going to have a wide variety of other breeds that are going to be out there that are also going to be able to apply this data. But we wanted to make sure that we had good replication. And so if there are breed differences, which there may very well be, especially if you're looking at drafts versus minis versus warm bloods, if there are geographical and regional differences inherent in the breed differences, I would expect that there would be some microbial deviation there. But what we wanted to do was to get the best information for the people that we need to serve. And so for the people in the United States, that's going to be looking at quarter horses and thoroughbreds.
All right. And have the students really jumped on board with this now that they have the cannulated horses here?
I tell you, the students at SIU are horse crazy. This is such a strong equine program, and I am so fortunate to be a part of it. When I first put out the call for student researchers to work with me over the summer, I was a little bit concerned because getting a student to give up their summer off sometimes could be a daunting proposition. But I actually initially advertised for 4 students, and I had 43 students apply. And so I was able to hire 9 students. They're being funded through Dean Mickey Latour's program, Ideas to Investigation, which is a really cool undergraduate scientific research funding program that he has. And so these students are all getting the opportunity not only to design a research project, but to collect the data, to write up the results, to analyze the samples, and to really experience every step of the scientific process. And so for these 9 students, this is a really unique and rare opportunity, and I'm really excited for them. And they have been very, 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 very excited about it, and have just done a great job so far. We've got 2 projects that are completed. We've got 4 more. One's in process right now. We have 3 more left to go this summer. So they've been very busy. I've been working them pretty hard, but they've all had great attitudes, and they do it for the horses the same reason I do. They do it because they love the horses, and they want to make sure that they understand how to get better answers for the horses that we all love.
Well, it sounds like you've really hit the ground running here in your first year, and you have a lot of great research ahead of you and a lot of great student help to help you with this research, and I wish you all the best with it. Is there anything else you want to add before we go here today?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with everyone, and I appreciate the support of the community and everyone in Illinois that is so passionate to help support Southern Illinois University. It's a great school with a lot of support, and I'm very excited to be here and to be a part of it.
Again, that was Erin Venable with the Equine Department at Southern Illinois University. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.